Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Is it beginning? Are we doing it, Pat?
We are doing it.
Is the show happening?
All systems are go.
My goodness. Well, everybody, I say to you, welcome. It's me, Tom, your friend, here. I got to turn that down. I get these levels set. That sounds like garbage for you. Not for me. For me, it sounds like angels, but it's not like garbage for you. Welcome to the best show in exile here in Toronto. I'm doing it from Toronto. How's it sound, Pat?
I think it sounds pretty good.
What?
I said I think it sounds pretty good.
It sounds pretty good. Good, good, good. I'm glad to hear that. Sorry, I turned that down. And, yeah, I'm here in Toronto. I'm here for the foreseeable future. I don't know, when they'll let me back in America, but until then, I'm doing the best show from the beautiful city of Toronto. And I welcome you tonight to the best show. And we're going to have a great show for you tonight. And it's just like any other show. You call in and I'll talk to you, right? What? Is that Mike?
That's Mike. Sorry. He's giving me a message.
Mike. Tighten it up. Come on, Mike. I'm trying to do a show here. He loves this. He loves that I'm not here. He loves it. I know he loves it. And I don't love it. I don't love how much he loves it. It makes me sick to my stomach how much he loves it. But you know what? I'm not here to talk about Mike. I'm here to talk to you, my friends in the lower quadrant of the North America. And tonight we're going to talk about Let's talk about what it's like when you fall asleep. What's the worst times you fell asleep? In the movies or otherwise? We were talking about, I put it on Twitter the other day, but let's talk about it. Just any time you fell asleep that was weird or bad or whatever, we'll talk about that. And the phone number is 201.
333.
That's WFMU's number. Oh my
careful.
Goodness.
Careful. Yeah.
Oh, just jump off the roof of the CN Tower and do that again.
It's Dead Hug.
Dead Hug. 201-33, what is it now?
332-3484.
332-3484. Let me write this down. It's because I stare at it every week, and then I got to remember it. 201-332-3484. That's what you call if you want to be on the show. Or you call and talk about anything. I could talk to you about anything. We'll do that. But here's the first exciting thing we're going to do. We're going to debut a song by the band Cave, who are on Drag City. I love Cave. They have been a long time since they put anything out. Probably almost 5 years, I think, maybe. They have an album coming out in a couple weeks. And the album's called Always on Drag City. And we are going to debut a song called Bow. After we play our theme, and we'll talk more about that. So what we'll do is we'll hear the theme, and then we're going to hear Bow by Cave, new music from them on Drag City. So without further ado, though, let's get the show started. And, Pat, why don't you play the opening theme music now,
you mean
please?
You mean this one?
Yeah, that one.
Here we go.
We'll be right back.
Can you hear me? Am I doing the show? I think I'm doing it. I think you can hear me. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the best show here on a Tuesday night. The best show. I'm in Toronto. How's it sound, Pat?
I think it sounds pretty good.
Good. It sounds pretty good. Mike? How's it sound? Sounds great. I like, you know what? The second I leave, you know, Mike peps, a little pep in Mike's step. I thought Mike liked it when Dudio wasn't there. Oh boy. I'm hearing a new, Mike just found a new gear on his enthusiasm. I'm telling you right now, Mike. Did you order pizza? Not yet. Tighten it now. No, none of the good stuff while I'm out of town. None of the good stuff. I want the cheap stuff. I want you guys eating the cheap stuff.
I can't believe you can hear Mike that clearly.
I don't want the good stuff anymore. Yeah, I know. I can hear Mike. It's a gift and a curse, I guess. I can hear him. And here I can, not only can I hear Mike, I can pick up on his, the tood. The tood comes through loud and clear. The tood. This guy is loving it. I'm out of here. Dudio's not there either. This is a weird, a weird stripped down thing. It's like an outpost in Alaska.
It is.
The two of you staring at each other. Pretty soon you'll be fighting each other. You'll start looking at each other. One of you'll look at the other like a hamburger. The other will see a hot dog. You start chasing each other around the studio. So anyway, my friends, the number 201. 3323484. That's the number if you want to call the best show. And then, again, my name's Tom. I'm the host. Usually I'm there in New Jersey. I'm in Toronto now. I'm in Toronto. Right? I'm here. Different country. Oh, what are we going to do? I look out the window and I see a beautiful skyline of Toronto and the beautiful people of Toronto. Yeah, that's what I see. Give me a call first. Let's start a call. I want to start with a call first. Let me warm this thing up. Then I'll start getting into it. I got to get a call under my belt.
Let's do it. First call is up.
Best show. Hi.
I can't hit the wrong button, Pat.
Oh, you're hitting the wrong button, Pat. Here goes Mike.
All right. Here.
Suddenly,
here,
suddenly. Yeah, here comes Doc Brown, the
I think you're live on line two now.
The equipment genius, suddenly. What's that now?
Are you there, caller?
I'm here.
Hey, hi. To whom am I speaking?
Hey, Tom, it's Brad in Brooklyn.
Brad in Brooklyn. What part of Brooklyn are you in, Brad?
I'm in Bushwick, near the Bed-Stuy border.
You're in Bushwick. How's it sound on my end when the call's coming through? Is the call bleeding through, Brad? Hold tight, Brad. We're sorting through some tech stuff. For God's sake, give me a second, Brad. Would you?
Hey, you're out in another country. I understand.
Pat, how's it sound when I talk to Brad?
It sounds pretty good. You can hear Tom, good. All right, Brad?
Yeah,
I can hear him fine.
Great.
What's up, Brad? How are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
What's going on in Brooklyn, Brad? Is it still the way I remember it? Is it still?
Well, how do you remember it?
Do you still have pizza, Brad?
Oh, yeah.
They still have pizza in Brooklyn, Brad?
Oh, Brad actually might be switched with the caller I just tried to tell somebody to call back, and I think they're on now. Up, oh, no, they're
oh.
not. All right, hang on. Sorry, we're figuring this out.
Hold
folks.
On, Brad. We're sorting it out, Brad.
This might have been the guy that just called. Call, are you there?
I got
all right, well, we're on with somebody.
Mike.
Hello. You're Mike. On with Tom in Toronto.
Mark
Hello,
this down. A demerit on Pat. Two demerits. Mark that down.
Is this Brad? We're sorry if this is Brad.
Tom, I just got you back.
That's cool. Pat, I think you can almost just go, you got a call. You don't even, we'll figure the bounce out here.
Okay.
I love you, Pat. Pat, I love you. I love you like a brother.
Back at you.
Thank you. Well, that's a cop out. Yeah. I know. I love you. I love you, Pat. Yeah, back at you.
What?
All right. Now, look, how you doing, Brad? What's going on tonight? As I was saying, Brad, do they still have pizza in Brooklyn? Has it changed since I've been there? Do you still ride bikes in the bike lane?
We do. We do. At the same time, we're eating pizza while we're riding our bikes.
You eat pizza while you ride the bikes?
Oh, yeah.
Are there still bodegas, Brad? Do they still sell things and they have cats that lay on top of the produce?
Yeah, you follow that Twitter account, Bodega Cats?
Yeah, Bodega Cats. As far as Mike, you ever watch Michael make a 2019 calendar, Bodega Cats?
I wouldn't put it past him.
And let me just say, first of all, Brad.
Yeah.
If Mike or anybody tries to pressure you into buying his dumb calendar over at apmike.bandcamp.com, you know what you tell him? You tell him, jump in a bleeping lake. Jump in a bleeping lake.
All right.
That's what you tell him, Brad. You stick up for yourself. So to what do I owe the pleasure of this call, Brad?
Well, Tom, I wanted to ask you if you saw that your girl Lana Del Rey had herself quite a day on Twitter today.
I saw none of it. We don't have Twitter up here yet.
Oh, boy.
It's coming. Right now, we send messages by, we send them by Moose.
By Moose, yeah, there you go.
Send them by Moose.
Is that reliable?
We put a message on a moose, and then we send it to the other moose. No, of course we have Twitter. I was not on it today. What happened with Lana Del Rey on Twitter today?
Well, she seems to have picked a fight with Azalea Banks, and I'm not 100% sure why. But she added her Twitter account, which seems to be Azalea Banks' is kind of like under-the-radar Twitter account, like since she got kicked off Twitter, I think.
And, so Azalea Banks got kicked off Twitter, and then what? And Lana Del Rey pointed out her rogue account.
It wasn't that. It was. It wasn't only that. She said, and I quote, "You know the addy, pull up any time, say it to my face, but if I were you, I wouldn't." And then her next tweet was, "I won't not F you the F up, period."
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know what spurned this from Lana, but she seems really fired up about this.
All I care about is Lana Del Rey's music and how she sings and writes the songs, and she's my favorite. That's all I care about, guys. I don't care what she does on Twitter. She's not my favorite Twitter person. Look, I go talk about my favorite Twitter person. What am I going to talk about? Patty Moe? Is that what I'm supposed to talk about? Right? Who? Who else is good on Twitter? Yeah, I'm not talking. That's it. It's like six people. I don't care. All I care is that she's got two great new songs out, and those are my favorites. And Brad.
Killer.
Dump this dude, Pat. Sorry, Brad. I know it sounds harsh. That's how we talk. Talk up here.
Hey, you gotta struggle just to survive up there, right?
Dump this dude, Pat. Dump this dude.
Okay, hold on. I'm figuring out how to dump. Hold on.
Oh, it takes all the drama out of it.
Now I'm good.
He's still talking to me. I can't say dump this dude and have him still be talking to me, Pat.
You're right.
Come on.
He's trying to weasel his way out of it.
You're killing me, Pat. Supposed to be my dramatic moment. I go, dump this dude, and you never hear from him again.
So this telephone system we have in here, the lettering is white lettering that says drop, which is the dump button, over light gray. So it's very hard to read.
Mike, three demerits. Mark it down. Third demerit. That's three demerits on Pat tonight. And Mike, you got yourself a demerit for laughing. I tell you, Mike loves it. I'm out of the thing. He loves it. He thinks it's his all of a sudden. He thinks it's his. And I know it. I've seen that look in his face. He thinks it's his. He's like one of those guys. This is a guy you don't let house sit because he'll have people always. He'll trash your place. He'll trash your place. He'll tell people it's his. He'll start selling stuff out of it. Got another call, Pat?
You're live with, line 3.
There we go. Just say the line number, baby. That's all I need. Say line three live.
You're on with Tom.
Hey.
Hey, how are you? Welcome to the best show, my friend. To whom am I speaking?
Hi, this is Paul. I'm calling from Somerville, Massachusetts, United States.
Paul from Somerville, Massachusetts, home of, you can say it. Say it, Paul.
The Somerville Theater.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going for, the Somerville Theater.
Geez. No, I can do better.
Come on.
Gosh.
Come on, Paul.
Bright.
Never mind. What do I owe the pleasure of this call?
Oh, man, I've got one for the topic.
And the topic tonight we're going to talk about, what are the worst places you've fallen asleep?
Well, it was a movie theater. I was a young kid, 14 years old, 1990. And I went out to the movies with my best friend Friday night. And I swear to God, I fell asleep during what I thought was going to be a screwball comedy. It was that movie Awakenings.
That hoot of a movie with Robin Williams playing the doctor. What's that dude's name again?
The Oliver Sacks guy.
Sacks, yeah. And Robert De Niro like wakes up from a medical condition for a little bit and then does the jitterbug and then So
I wake up during the zombies. They're playing the zombies, and I'm, look over to my buddy.
I was like, wait, there were zombies in that movie? I was like, I don't know if that's Awakenings. With zombies in it?
Well,
and they're playing Time of the Season, I'm sure, right?
Yes. Yeah, and I knew that. I knew classic rock, right? And I look over at my buddy, and I said, how long have I been asleep? Because it felt like I've been gone for, like, hours. He's like, oh, no, you haven't missed much. Don't worry about it. But I was completely disoriented for the rest of the movie.
Mm-hmm. So that's one. And, that's the worst place you fell asleep?
Pretty much.
Yeah, dump this dude.
It's kind of embarrassing
Pat,
to fall asleep right next to your best buddy.
You're out. You're out, Chief.
How was that one, sir?
Good. I like that. And good. So all I need from you, Pat... Line four, you're on. That's all you got to say, my friend.
Line four, you're on.
I love it. Hey, welcome to the best. And this is not a slam against you, Pat. You know that. We're working this out.
I know it.
Right. I didn't ask for you to say that either. Mike, fourth demerit on Pat. And Mike, give yourself another demerit. I don't like your general, the way you conduct yourself. To whom am I speaking?
Hi, this is John in Los Angeles.
John in Los Angeles. What neighborhood are you in, John? Los Feliz.
I'm in like South Hollywood. I'm in like South Hollywood.
South Hollywood. Well, that's don't hear that one usually.
Yeah,
were you around third?
East.
Were you around third? Beverly? Third? Where's South Hollywood?
Yeah, like around there.
Nice.
Like probably closer to Pico.
Pico. What's up tonight?
Yeah. I just had a story for the topic about falling asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I'd flown to Long Island for a wedding that I was in the bridal party for, or whatever, groom's party. And I borrowed my sister's brother's car, or my sister's husband's car, and I totaled it on the way to the wedding in my suit and everything because I fell asleep at like 9 in the morning.
Okay. Hold on. Is somebody washing their hands there?
Me? Out here?
No. Mike, who's washing their hands? It's Pat. Oh, Mike. Oh, this is bad. Six demerits for Pat.
I mean,
hand cleanliness is important. I'm not. So you know what? Five demerits. He said five demerits. I can hear everything. Just know, Pat. I can hear everything.
That's crazy to me. I mean, I muted the mic. I hit mute on this mic.
Oh no!
Studio
I can
mic.
Hear everything. I can hear everything.
All right. Well,
don't worry. We're sorting this out, Pat.
All right.
Mike, erase all of Pat's demerits. We're starting fresh. But mark two down, two more down for yourself.
Yeah.
Cause you're not a team player, Mike. Now I'm talking to Mike. I'm talking to this guy. He's busy telling me he fell asleep at a wedding. What did you tell it again, my friend? Sorry. The hand washing threw me off.
Sorry. I borrowed my sister's husband's car to drive to a wedding, in the morning, and I crashed on the way to the wedding in like my suit and everything.
Oh no. How bad of a crash?
It was totaled.
Oh. And then they're getting married and you're kind of like, my gift to you is that I'm okay.
Well, I was in the bridal party, so I called the best man. I crashed like 10 minutes from the venue. And I called the best man. It's like 2 hours before the ceremony. And I'm like, hey, can you give me a ride? And, I had a concussion and everything. So he comes out. And by the time he comes over, there's like a paramedic, like the cops have shown up because I hit a tree. Like it was like a very public, accident. And so the cops showed up. And he's like, I think you need to go to the hospital. I'm like, no, I could make the wedding. And he said I probably should just go to the hospital. So I went to the hospital and then I showed up like 5 minutes after the ceremony. Like I got out of the hospital and I came to cocktail hour.
You have a big cartoony bandage wrapped around your head?
No, but someone, like one of the groomsmen found that I had those like EKG pads they put on your chest. I still have a few of those on. He quickly pulled them off.
Sure. Like you were in an action movie and you weren't done catching the bad guy and you had to yank the EKG stuff off your chest and start running.
Yeah, I had to make it to cocktail hour.
Dump this dude. Dump him.
He's gone.
So look, I'll say this to you, my friends. You're saying to yourself, why is Tom in Toronto? Why is Tom? And I'm looking for the answer myself. I don't know why. I don't know. You know why? But I can tell you the answer. I came because there's a job up here and I'm working the job and you go where the work is and the work takes me to Toronto right now. So that's where I am. That's how it goes, my friend. You go where the work is. I don't get to say where it is all the time. I've done that. I've gotten away with that for so long. Oh, let me say this. I almost forgot. Let me tell you all about that record we heard. This is a mortifying situation. We played a song by Cave from their new upcoming album, Always. And it's Always with two L's. And it's their first album since 2013. And the album comes out in a couple weeks on Drag City. Our friends over at Drag City, we love them so much. And we love Cave so much. And this song is called Beaux, B-E-A-U-X. And just so you know, this is who's in Cave right now, because it's a rotating lineup. Just want to make sure everybody knows. They got Cooper Crane, Rex McMurray, Rob Fry, Dan Browning, Jeremy Fries. That is Cave right now. And the record is great. And that's the first time anybody ever heard it, Beaux, from the album Always. It's on Drag City. They're going to be on tour. And you can get the tour dates over at dragcity.com for that. But it's good. So go check the record out, and Always, and Cave, and Drag City. It's all my favorite things in one place. So that's that. So I says to myself, I need work, right? So then somebody says, hey, why don't you come to Toronto, and you can work on a thing. And it's a TV show. I'll be honest. It's a TV show I'm working on, because I'm a member of that industry to some degree, to varying degrees, sometimes full-on member, sometimes casual member, and sometimes I feel like it's memory lane. But no, this is a current thing. What is it? I don't want to say just yet what it is, but it's good. It's going to be good. So I'm here for a while, be going back and forth. And it's been nice. I love Toronto. I love it so much. It's one of my favorite cities. I'd live here if I could. If I could live here, I'd live here. Sure, it takes some getting used to. some of the things aren't as it is in the States. They call it the States up here, where we call it the United States, right? They call it the States. And then they say to us, you know that I can't wrap my head around? You go use a credit card, right? And then they hand you the machine. They're like, here's the machine. And you got the machine in your hand. Just take my credit card and run it. Just run it. What do I don't think you're going to be putting a piece of paper over the top and tracing those numbers. I trust you. Just take the thing. Just, you don't have to hand me the machine. Yeah, they make you enter the thing in. Mike, it would drive you up the wall. It would drive you. Did you order pizza yet? You have not. Order pizza. Go order pizza, Pat. Get a pizza order together. Mike doesn't know how to order the pizza. Why don't you hold his hand and show him how to order the pizza?
Okay.
Get a nice pizza pie. Why don't you each get a pizza pie tonight and some garlic bread if you want, and get whatever else. Steak tips. Is that a thing? You guys like steak tips? Right?
Love it.
Chip beef? What else do you like? Chip beef? Why don't you get those rancid wings you got that one time? Now that I'm not there, I'll probably smell them from up here, actually. That was disgusting. That was a rough night. Pat and I forget who, Pat and someone else, some other degenerate. Not that Pat's a degenerate. This person, no one's a degenerate. It's an upstanding group. But I am saying this. Mike, if you trash a studio, I'm going to trash you twice as hard. I know how you are. Don't, you better not start bringing people over pretending it's your studio. He's got what?
Poker night.
Yeah, great. Poker night. Yeah, get lost. I tell you. Mike, I am. Mike, I miss you so much, but I simultaneously miss you, and I'm still not far enough away from you at the same time. Somehow that's where I'm finding myself. So, I'm up here for a while. I'll be going back and forth. And I like it here. Sure, the credit card thing, I don't like when they hand you the machine. Not nuts about that. I flew in on this airline. They booked the trip, and they're like, oh, yeah, you're flying in. And I'm like, ooh, this is exciting. I get to fly in a big, fancy plane, right? Big, fancy plane. Porter Air. Porter Air, what's this? Go to Newark Airport, Porter Air. I am like literally the only one going down the thing where they check you, right? You know, they scan you and everything. There was nobody there. Guy was busy scanning himself. They were having a good time. They were hanging on that machine. The thing was spinning around over and over. Guy had his arms held over his head. So I fly Porter Air. This thing is this tiny airplane. But it was good. I liked it. I was like, yeah, see, this is what I get. I put down Porter Air, then you look at it. It's not so bad. But I get on board this plane, and the flight attendant is in a nice, they're in cool retro outfits. It was a nice thing. The hats are tilted at a jaunty angle. And what are you laughing at? I tell you, this guy laugh at anything. You take it easy on the Kirkland light back there, Mike.
I'm not into it yet.
So they got the hats tilted at a jaunty angle, and this flight attendant, very nice. And then I look across the aisle from me, and there's this guy, no joke, taking creep shots of her. Weird angles. Like... And then I was gonna like say, hey, come on, put the phone away, you old pervert, right? But then I wasn't sure. I thought she knew the guy, like suddenly, cause like, she was talking to the guy in a vaguely familiar way, and I'm just like, oh, maybe that's like her uncle or something. I don't know. Maybe that this guy doesn't know work a phone and these aren't creep shots. I don't know. And then now I'm back to thinking, as the flight ends, I'm just like, yeah, this guy was a creep. I misread this one. That was a good old-fashioned creep. Creeping it up on his phone. but I took a picture of the creep. I took a creep shot of the creep. This guy, you know who he looked like? Frank Oz. You ever see Frank Oz? And look, these Muppet guys, nothing shocks me with these Muppet guys. The word's out on the whole Muppet community. One's sicker than the next. We all know it. It's a, there's some kind of, you, there is a, some sort of mutation when you, you need to become a puppet. You know what I mean? When you gotta basically take a thing and start talking as a puppet, you have some vitamin deficiency, I think. If you're not happy with human skin and you need to become, and look, if whatever you're into, I don't care, but if suddenly if you gotta be a Muppet worker, what are they called? Muppet workers? Muppeteers? I don't know. But this guy had the look of one of these Muppet guys. It's a demented look in their eyes. You see that look from somebody working a Muppet? Run. I tell you. You get trapped in an elevator with a Muppet, maker. Not maker. Not a Muppet maker. A Muppeteer. Puppeteer. Are Muppet people puppet people also? Or are they, or do they take offense at that? Like,
no, I do a Muppet, not a puppet.
But yeah, this guy had that look. I'm surprised he didn't have a weird sack of puppets with him going through customs. Probably had him strapped to his chest like Midnight Express. Lift up his shirt, he's got puppets taped all around his chest. So yeah, so I get in. It's nice here. It's a nice city. I'm working. First thing I do, one of the first things I do, I meet up with my friend Emma. You know Emma from Toronto. Remember her, Mike? Very nice person. I meet up with her and she's telling me all about Toronto and cluing me in on the stuff I might have missed and all the, somebody's saying I need a hotel bell or an air horn sound to tell Pat when to dump a call. That's a great idea. So Pat, when you hear a bell, Breaking Bad style.
Yeah, I saw that tweet. I was thinking that would be great too. Do you have a bell though?
Pat, do I have a bell? You're asking if I have a bell. Okay. I thought I had one. It would have worked better if I had one. Yeah. Mike loves it. Mike loves when I fail. It's nothing like that. Just that little, just knowing somebody doesn't have your back. You know what I mean?
I guess just make a bell sound. That's enough.
No, I have a bell sound. I got one.
Okay.
Or maybe for the time being, until I get the bell sound, I'll just go bell boy from The Who. I'll do that.
Okay.
Not that you're the bell boy, but I'll, yeah, okay. For all intents and purposes right now, you're the bell boy, okay?
I'm the bell boy.
Yeah. Don't take offense at that. Next week, Dudio will be the bell boy. Bell boy, gotta keep running. Bell boy. So, I'm here. I sit down with Emma from Toronto and we're eating and it's a nice time. Then I say that I was on I can't even say it right now. I say there's a street called Spadina, right? And then I said Spadina, and suddenly she went, oh, you'd think I had done a little dance to make her laugh. You'd think I was doing a clown dance to be funny up there. Spadina. Now I don't even remember which is the right one. Spadina or Spadina. I'm in my own head with this. Is it Spadina? Spadina? I don't know. I don't know. See, now I outsmarted myself. I thought I had it figured out. I don't now. I thought it was Spadina, but then I think it's Spadina, and then now I'm just not sure. Ugh. Now I'm going to sound dumb, and these Toronto people are going to laugh at me because I sound stupid again. What else is new? I've never been smart. I know that. I got to oppress everybody around here. whoop-de-damn-do, like Derek Coleman said. Remember when he said that? He didn't get a contract. They offered him a contract, and he wanted more money. And they said, hey, how do you like the – what about this new contract you offered you? And he said, whoop-de-damn-do. Sometimes you just got to say whoop-de-damn-do, guys. So yeah, she had a grand old hoot when I said Spadina. I tell you, next time somebody says Houston Street to me, I'm laughing in their face. Next Canadian that says Houston Street to me, you're getting laughed at. I'm going to be overly rude. Not that Emma was rude. I'm just glad I was entertaining her. So anyway, you come up here. It's a nice city. Good old time. Then I go, where do I go? I go to get some coffee. I go to the Starbucks, right? They got Starbucks up here, Mike. So I go to Starbucks. And there's a guy in front of me at the Starbucks. And he's going bonkers. And I'll tell you about that in a second. But let's take a call. Pick a line, Pat, any line. Welcome to the best show, my friend. To whom am I speaking?
It's Toronto, Luke Forster, or Luke Forster from Toronto, either way.
Luke Forster from Toronto. What's up, Luke?
Well, I was going to talk about this before because of a topic we had or that was on before, but seeing how this is like a Toronto edition, I just wanted to talk about an experience I had with the Bare Naked Ladies.
Hold on a second. First of all, you're from Toronto.
Uh-huh, yeah.
A.K.A. the T dot.
The dot, the six.
A.K.A. the dot. A.K.A. Hogtown.
Big
Hogtown,
smoke.
Is that a thing?
The Big Smoke.
The Big Smoke. But is Hogtown a real name for Toronto?
It is. It is. I always thought maybe that was something that people have said about big cities, but maybe that's, like, a thing. I know, like, there's like breweries or something called that. I'm pretty sure
that's a Toronto thing. I think that's a Toronto thing.
You get lost in your own world sometimes. You think the whole world around you is the same, but I guess it is like a definitive Toronto thing. Then, yeah.
Yeah. So I was. So I'm up here in Hogtown, my friend. What
it's
neighborhood
really
are
nice
you in
though, right now?
What neighborhood are you in, Luke?
I'm in Scarborough. I'm actually not even technically in Toronto in a way. I'm in the suburbs.
You're in the suburbs, so you're not in Toronto, you phony.
Well, I mean, it's also amalgamated, so it's like they consider everything Toronto. Like, it used to just be the downtown core, and now it's like everything's Toronto to a certain extent. Like, a lot of surrounding region.
Oh, stop it. You're not from here anymore. We city folk don't like you phony balonies from the suburbs trying to pretend from Toronto.
Yeah, my mom and my dad moved here, so that's what I had to do. I had to just come out and visit.
Yeah. You phony. Yeah, what are you out there with your minivan and your your picket fence? You suburban phony.
Actually, the last time I was here, I went out to the lake, and there was, like, a lot of nudity. I had no idea there would be so much nudity out here in the suburbs. You thought it was, like, a downtown kind of thing. There was just tons of men just walking around.
Okay.
One guy had a shirt on, but he also, you know, nothing else on.
So
shoes.
One guy had a shirt on. Everybody else had nothing on.
Yeah, there was one guy. He had, like, a dress shirt. And he was really like, it was way more cash than everybody else. He had like a baseball cap on too. Everybody was drinking beer. Like I stumbled across this little oasis for nude Scarborough people apparently.
So there was a dude with nothing on but a baseball cap?
Baseball cap and a shirt, like a dress shirt, open dress shirt, and like nothing else on. And he had a cap on too, yeah. Actually,
so he had a dress shirt on and a baseball cap.
Yeah, that was it. And then there was this other guy that he was like, you could tell that he was like into the game, but then he was like, he was very like reticent to get into it. He was checking out other things with binoculars. other folks, and then he finally succumbed to the beach, and then like he was looking like very pensive, but he was still, like, kind of finally found himself to succumb to the beach vibes.
All right.
It was pretty funny.
So what were you doing there?
I was meeting somebody, but then like I got lost. Meeting. I was in the bluff.
Meeting somebody?
I was meeting somebody, yeah, and then I just ran into this. I just went up for a swim because it was actually like unseasonably warm for the fall, and I was just like,
the stories
I'm
all over the
swim
place,
trunks,
my
I should
friend.
Just jump in there.
It's like the remember that song, Mike? I don't want to keep talking to Mike. I'm sick of Mike.
I'm never sick of Mike. He's great.
Got a meeting, right? Remember that song? On the other side, there's a guy wearing a baseball cap and a dress shirt. So I think I'll take a swim.
I'm not really familiar with the song now.
So look, you have a bare naked ladies thing to tell me.
Yeah.
Luke.
What?
I'm going to say this first of all.
I mean, a little background from being from Toronto. There's like one interesting thing about the bare naked ladies that happened in the 90s was that they were banned from playing in downtown Toronto at City Hall because their name was too lewd.
Hey, loudmouth. Zip it.
Sorry, go ahead.
Zip it.
I'm zipping.
Yeah, zip it. Come on, I thought you had better manners than that. We're Canadians. We're supposed to show these crummy Americans manners.
Yeah, okay. I'm
talking
my
like an American, you bum.
I know. I apologize.
I'm going to say this. If you badmouth the bare naked ladies, oh boy, you got another thing coming to you.
I would never dare. I was one of my first CDs. I love it.
So go ahead. So let me hear this bare naked lady story.
Okay, all right, well, fine. I'll give you no background of, you know, a few interesting tidbits.
No. Give me the background.
I'm
going
to go straight into the story, fine. So I was driving with my mom. She was, like, I can't remember why we were in the neighborhood we were in. But then, one of the bare naked ladies, my least favorite member, might I add, the drummer, he darts into jaywalk while, I was just like, what the hell? He darts. We had to stop the car. And he was just like, thanks, but this is the worst part of it. He was holding his baby in a baby carrier.
So your mother almost ran over the drummer from the Bare Naked Ladies and his baby, is what you're trying to say. Two generations of Bare Naked Ladies almost ended up smeared on the pavement.
But why was he jaywalking? Like, that was like, even jay running, like, there wasn't, like, it was like an awful thing to do and not something to do with your child. I don't know. I personally was, I mean, I would have been clearly upset, but I mean, I'm more upset with the behavior of the bare naked ladies member.
If I was you, you know what I would have done?
Give it to me.
I would have gotten out of the car. And I would have said to the guy, hold me now, I want your hoodwink to make it stop. Think. You think you're looking at Aquaman? I summon fish to the dish because I'd like the shelly switch because it's rich. And they never touch a frying pan hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes because I'm all about value. Bert Camper's got the mad hits. They try to match wits. They try to bust me, but I try to hold me, but I bust through. That's what I would have said to him. And then we were asking
before the release of that song, sadly. I mean, maybe if I had, like, the time-traveling abilities that, you know, we have
it's
now,
been,
but...
Right? You should have said to him, it's been... Right?
All these things should have been said.
5 days since I laughed at you. Come back and see me. So what... look. Dump this dude. Dump him.
Thank you.
I don't need your commentary, Pat. Mike, another demerit for Pat. Pat's the one. Well, actually, I don't want to bounce Pat out of the studio. Oh, boy, that'd be bad news. And Mike's running the board. Ay, ay, ay. That's bad news. So look, I go to Starbucks the other day, right? I'm just trying to get to Starbucks. I go in. There's a dude, and he's going nuts, and he's got a big backpack on. And he's in talking and he's cursing in French and he's literally spitting on the floor of the Starbucks. He's like, I'm not going to do a French thing, but he's going, rah, 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 spit. Then he picks up like a soda bottle, like Starbucks sells like that, like Jones's soda, I think is what it is. And he picks up, I swear, he's arguing with somebody that's not there, and he's swinging the soda bottle at them, and I am 1 foot from this dude, and I'm just like, well, I guess I'm going to find out what the health care is like up here, because I'm about to have this bottle embedded in my skull. It was scary. And this is not the first fight I've seen in Toronto. Look. All right. Tamp down the laughter, Mike. Come on. Seriously. Tighten it up. Act like you've been here before. You've heard the show before, Mike. Hey, why is he not laughing? Hey, is this not funny? Oh, no. No. So, years ago, I'm in Toronto. This is a classic thing. I'm in Toronto. I'm on Yonge Street. I'm sitting and I'm at a pizza parlor, I think, or something like that, coffee place. And I saw the best fight I ever saw in my life. And this one guy had a bat and the other guy didn't have a bat. And he's swinging the bat all over the place. And then the greatest thing I ever saw happen, the guy without the bat caught the bat under his arm, took the bat from the guy. Then he had the bat. It was – I've never seen a better example of the rules of life than that, where just some – if you got the bat, you better hit the other person with it while you have the bat, because it won't take long before they have the bat, and they are going to hit you with the bat without hesitating. Because you tried to hit them with the bat and you didn't hit them right. And then I just got word from somebody there was another fight going on. What did it go up with the Toronto? And you, right? You'd almost think hockey was the law here, the way people act. Only fight when you're on the ice, guys. And ladies. Ladies can fight too. Everyone can fight. Yeah, so look. I'm saying this. If you're here and you see me, don't hit me with a soda bottle or anything. Don't hit me with anything. Be nice, right? Right, Mike?
Yeah.
You order pizza yet?
We're going to Sam's sandwich
shop. What?
Sandwich.
I can't hear. I can't. What's he saying, Pat?
Mike wanted to let you know that we went the sandwich route. We're getting sandwiches.
You're getting sandwiches, and I'll say right now, I'll bet everything I got that Mike's ordering more than one sandwich. I'll bet the farm he's not eating what he ordered today, and tomorrow he will be eating something he ordered tonight at the studio. Right, Mike? Oh no! Oh no! 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 When you go, I just got a 6-inch sandwich. Well, I just told him to put a little butter on a roll for me. That's all. I can only imagine the sandwich you dreamt up that you got to make. You probably asked him to put money on it, right? Yeah, throw a 20 on it. How much does this sandwich cost? How much does this sandwich cost if you put money in it? I tell you, I turn my back. Don't think I don't got eyes out there, though, guys. You don't know what I got, Mike. I could be looking at you right now. Right? Enhance. All right, stop talking. I'm sick of you. Give me another call, Pat.
Line two.
To whom am I speaking?
You're on with Tom in Toronto.
Hi. Hello. Oh.
Hi, this is Dana in Brooklyn.
Hey, there we are. Who's this?
Oh, great. This is Dana in Brooklyn.
You're in Brooklyn. What part of Brooklyn are you in?
Crown Heights, Brooklyn.
Crown Heights. What are you doing tonight?
I am relaxing.
You're relaxing.
Yeah.
Good. Well, try to bring a little energy to the show here. We could use everything we got. Well, what's going on?
Let's see. I went for the topic.
Sure. Okay. What's the worst place you fall asleep?
Well, it was an unfortunate time to fall asleep in a movie. I fell asleep in 2001.
Space in the Odyssey. Movie 2001?
That's correct.
That's okay. I saw it this year and I got woozy. It's meant to make you a little sleepy.
Oh,
what part you fall
I wouldn't
asleep?
I see. I woke up at a crucial moment, I think, you know. when things start to go awry with Hal. But
this guy's driving me nuts. Dump this dude. Dump him. Give him the old 2000. I'm going to give you the old Hal 9000. Launch you into space, my friend. Beep, bye bye. Hey, Mike. How'd you like the sound collage last week, huh?
Great.
The 2001 one when the guy was asleep?
Yeah, great.
It's one of the best moments ever on the show, I thought. Yeah, thanks. That's what I just said. So look, I'm here in Tirana. Let me say this first of all. This topic I'm talking about, I did a thing on Twitter the other day where I was like, what movie did you fall asleep in? And then I said, I fell asleep in two that come to mind. And one was Cop Out, the Kevin Smith, Bruce Willis, Tracy Morgan movie that I saw. And then the other one was Bleed Through This. Is that what it's called? Bleed Through This. And it's a movie starring Miles Teller as this boxer, right? This boxer, Vinny Paz, right? What is that, right? I don't know. So anyway, I'm going to go to my computer and read this to you. I got two things to sort out here. First of all, somebody, hockey is the law in Toronto. Well, that's why I'm here to change that. I'm here. I'm bringing change to this lawless city. So I go on Twitter and I tweet this thing about how how those are the two movies I fell asleep in. And then I'm looking at Twitter the other day and lo and behold, I get a tweet from none other than, get ready for this, Mike, a tweet from the guy who the movie was based on. Where is he? From Vinny Paz tweeted me. And he said to me, oh, where is it? Oh, jeepers creepers. No, it's right there. It was after I was talking about Star Wars. Oh, here it is. Vinny Paz. He's verified. He has 29,000 tweets, 11.9 thousand followers. A little off on the ratio there, Vinny. And look, I'm not going to mess with this dude. He's a boxer. You think I'm really going to get into it with this guy? No, I'm not. But this guy says to me, and I just lost it. I'm so busy looking into the... And he's got a weird thing in his thing of him punching stuff. I'm not messing with this guy. I'm getting off this subject right now. What was I thinking? No, he says, shut up, you zero. He called me a zero. Vinny Paz called me a zero. Just because I thought the movie based on his life put me to sleep a little bit. First of all, this dude... Here, shut up, you zero. I'm going to retweet it right now. And I'll also say this. He got zero retweets and two likes on his thing. That's a little thin soup there, Vinny. Thin soup, buddy. I could tweet this. This is what I'm going to do. Vinny, I could tweet. I'll just tweet the word cookies, and I'll get more retweets than you got on your thing. I'm going to retweet cookies with 3 exclamation points. Watch this. In 30 seconds, I'll be ahead of you. Shut up, you zero. My movie wasn't boring. See, now I'm making fun of him, and now I'm going to get punched out. And look, I'm not saying he sucks or anything. I'm sure he's a great boxer. I don't want to get hit. But the movie put me to sleep. This guy puts people to sleep in a boxing thing, and he's getting mad at me because this movie put me to sleep. And it was a gentle sleep. Their movie sleep is nice. It's dark. You're in a comfy seat. The thing's playing. Especially, look, I saw this thing at like 2 in the afternoon. Shut up, you zero. And then naturally he gets these people. This is some other rocket scientist. His reaching His reaching Pazman, dot, dot, dot. Clearly his gene pool below normal human standard. What is it, the Hulk? Winning bag? It's like, the Hulk is like, now this dude's like a cheerleader. I'm not gonna mention this dude might be scarier than Vinny Paz. I'm laying off both of these dudes. I'm laying off anybody who, yeah, I'm laying off this dude. I don't know, like, he's got his picture is a masked, it's like a little cartoon of a little masked guy with, I think a blunt in his hand, and he's got like Mickey Mouse hand gloves. I want nothing to do with it. Any of these people. I would like to formally apologize to Vinny Paz in any harm and any pain I might have caused him in this horrifying incident. Vinny Paz, I apologize. I have done a lot of talking, and it is time I started doing some listening. Vinny, I would like to apologize for implying that your movie was boring. It's not boring. It was great. Miles Teller should have won an Oscar for it. You should have won an Oscar for it as Best Picture. You would have been up there as a producer, I'm sure, right? It would have been great. It was a triumphant story. You boxed. You broke your neck in a car crash, and then you came all the way back to box more. You're a hero to all of us. I salute you. Please don't retweet this dude either. Everyone, don't wind him up. I'm serious. Look, I know I'm safe. Odds are this dude can't leave the country. He's not getting into Canada. That's a pretty safe bet. I might, if you want me to come back, you won't wind him up on Twitter. Don't do it. Don't wind him up on Twitter. I don't want to be hiding. Be like, huh, is that Vinny Paz? Looking over my shoulder. Bad enough, Mike winds up the Bayonne Bruiser dude. The guy, he's a famous, what's his name again, Mike?
The Bleeder.
Chuck Wepner. He's famous for stepping on Muhammad Ali's foot to make him slip in a boxing match and then claiming he punched him out. Yeah. I tweeted cookies. 34 retweets, 50 likes. Took me 90 seconds on that one, Vinny. Twitter's where I do my fighting, Vinny. Sure, you do yours with your actual fists. And it might hurt more than, yeah, don't tag him, man. I don't like how this started. This is already off the rails here. Somebody, don't tweet at Vinny Paz, please. I'm not joking, everyone.
He says he's a rapper.
What's that?
He's a rapper. How's his music?
Vinny Paz is a rapper now?
Yeah.
Great. I'm sure he's awesome, and I salute his career. So, look, I'm up here. It's nice. I'm in a great neighborhood. I'm not saying which one it is, because I already met a few people. Met one dude, well, a couple people. One guy who was very excited to see me. He was a nice guy. His name was Colin, and I'm happy that we saw each other, Colin. And so...
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
May I read the one tweet that Vinny Paz has tweeted from his account?
The one tweet?
Yeah, he has one tweet on his Twitter.
No, he has more than one tweet. Pat, I was just looking at it. He has more than one tweet.
Oh, okay. Well, then this is a different... This is real.
You're following
Vinny
Paz. The wrong Vinny. Mike.
I was a little worried because this one says, end of day is coming.
Well, that's the song by the rapper, yeah.
Oh, so Mike is saying that this is just his rap account.
Vinny Paz has 29,000 tweets.
This might just be his rap account then.
His great. There's a picture. Yeah, look at Vinny Paz's thing, and he tweets a fair amount. So, and a lot of it seems to have to do with boxing. So again, I apologize to Vinny Paz and the Paz family, and. Please, Vinny. I like your movie. I want to recommend everybody check out the movie Bleed Through This also. Great film. Really, it's like a jolt. It's like drinking. It's like watching coffee get poured into your eyes. It's a real lightning bolt of a movie. I heard about a guy who fell asleep during it. He seems like a real zero. I want nothing to do with him. So, yeah. So let me just, yeah, that's what I say to you. And I also want to say that I saw this guy. There's this guy, Mark Tohe, who has a show up here that he started, and it's called, he started like a month ago. He's calling it the best show. No joke. He's calling it the best show. Oh no, these people are retweeting a Vinny Paz. This is going to come down. Look, maybe I got a puncher's chance. I'll go. What am I saying? I don't want to find that out. But just imagine it, that one thing. Why am I indulging this? Somebody's going to, stop it. Stop. So somebody sends me a thing saying that there's a dude up here who has a show called The Best Show. And the show, it's a, let me find it here. He started like a month ago. He's like some political guy who worked with the guy Rob Ford, who was the mayor of Toronto, and he had a show. He was like his advisor. Now he has a show called The Best Show, and then people were just like, "Hey, you know, there's a show called The Best Show," and then he tweets, saying something like, "Our show's the best show on earth." Great. More power to you, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Canadian Thanksgiving to you and yours. You won't be doing your show by American Thanksgiving. I've been doing this forever. Go for it. So I want to say, I have a friend here, right? Hey, Mike, do you remember when Stephanie Robinson was here, right, in the studio, right? Remember that? On scale one to rank her guestitude status from first appearance. You've seen all the people come through for the first time. Rank that one, Mike. Scale one. What?
Eight.
Solid eight. It's not bad. Let me turn this up. I'd like to welcome. You got to get up on the mic too. These are different mics than before. My friend Stephanie Robinson, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
How's that sound, Pat? Just good.
Hi, Pat.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Stop it.
Good. You both sound good.
Yeah. So what's up? So you're here. Why are you in Toronto?
I'm in Toronto. I'm working on a TV show.
Okay. So am I.
Are we
working on the same show?
We might be working on the same show.
I'm working on a show called Can Atlanta. It's a spinoff of your show, Atlanta.
Canadian Atlanta?
It is. It's Canadian Atlanta.
What's different about it?
It's about a guy named Gord, who manages a rapper, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
His name is Maple Boy, right?
It's pretty good.
Right?
Yeah.
Maple Boy, Maple Boy. But it's different because it's Canadian.
It's Canadian.
And it's, and Drake's in it.
Drake plays Maple Boy.
No, he doesn't play Maple
okay,
Boy.
Sorry.
He plays a guy who drives a truck all around Toronto and has like a horn that just goes like, that plays like Tom Sawyer by Rush. Every time he blows the horn, it's like.
The whole song?
No, just the. Okay. That's what his horn does when he plays it. It's a pretty sweet truck, too. No, we're working on the same show. Can we say what show it is? Are we allowed to say
it's your show. By your show, I mean it's your radio show.
Yes. But are we legally allowed to say what show it is?
I've been saying what show I've been working on.
What show is it again?
Come on, you rip the band-aid off. Come on.
I don't pay attention to these things.
Oh, come on, Tom.
Okay, fine. It's a show called Saturday Night Live. And it has moved to Canada. It's very exciting. Lauren brought it back. Lauren's going back to his Canadian roots. It's pretty sweet. He's 45 years in.
Is he back to his original name? What's his real name again? He changed it to sound, make it sound more American, right? He has a Canadian name.
Lauren something. Well, Lauren is the most Canadian name you could ever
have.
Yeah,
I guess that's true.
Lauren. Lauren Green. You know Lauren Green? You know who that was? He was on, what show was he on, Mike? Bonanza, which I've never seen.
I've never seen it.
Yes. He was also on Battlestar Galactica, the crummy one that was just like, when I was like a little kid and that was a show, it's just like, I love Star Wars so much. Finally, there's a TV show that's like Star Wars 2 episodes in. This show is not very good. I think I'm going to go to bed early. Like, that's more or less how Battlestar Galactica was as a kid. It's just like, finally, Star Wars once a week? Sign me up. After 3 weeks.
So disappointed.
I'm tired. No, you can stay up and watch it. No, you have a television in your bedroom. I'm good. Thanks, but no thanks, Mom. Yeah, no. It's not Saturday Night Live. It's Vampires is what it's called, right? Vampires?
Come on, Tom.
That's called What We Do in the Shadows.
Woo!
Right? Let's just say it. Let's just own
it out in the open.
Thing, yes, and it was a movie.
They already mentioned you in the panel for the show. They said your name.
Well, it's great to see the Venn diagram on this one. I've gotten zilch back on that panel. No. All right. It's a thing. It was a movie, and it was called What We Do in the Shadows, and then now it's a TV show called What We Do in the Shadows, and it's fun, and I'm here with good people doing it, and we're all having a good time, right?
I think we're having a good time.
Right? It's fun.
It's early, though. All the time in the world for things to go wrong.
I don't think anything's going to go wrong, though. And also, please, stop saying things to me like that I have a puncher's chance with Vinny Paz. I'm seeing people tweet it. Oh, I like this. Vinny. Mike fell asleep during Bleed for this, too. He just tweeted it to me. And he's in New Jersey. I know you can't get across the border, probably. I'm just going to assume. I think that's a safe bet. But Mike's right there in New Jersey. And Mike thinks he's tough also. That's the difference between me and Mike. Mike was at a Bruce Springsteen concert. He threatened to ram a cigarette in a guy's face. Remember that, Mike?
Was it Mike's own cigarette? I've heard the story, but I don't remember.
It's the only story about Mike that's, that translates anymore. Every other story is just wildly depressing. Mike talking about the boxes of calendars he's got. Because he's got a calendar now. A 2019 calendar.
Oh, yeah.
Wait till you see this thing. It is something else.
What's its deal?
It's you know, calendars are usually, like, fun, right? And they make you, like, look forward to the day. Imagine a calendar that made you want to go back to bed.
What does that mean? What is it made out of?
Well, it's not what it's made. It's made out of paper. It's not like it's what's drawn. He got these drawings on it of people like, what would you call it, Mike? Bar trash, right? Bar trash, is that an insult? Bar flies? All right. It's these bar people that Mike hangs out with in Bayonne. Look, they're great people. I've met some of these people. They're great. They're salt of the earth. And I'm 1 inch away from most of them, too. I know what it's like. I'm New Jersey. I'm the New Jersey trash. I get it. But Mike did a calendar. He got all these pictures drawn of these people, and they're just like, I don't feel good.
Wait, so Mike commissioned this. This is this is not like just something he bought. This was like a project.
Oh, this was this project took a long time. He had artists drawing these calendar submissions month for month. And now you can go to apmike.bandcamp.com. And look, Just because I said the thing, don't go there. Don't, you don't have to go. Look, if you want to go to apmike.bandcamp.com, go. I'm fine with it. I don't care. But I'm not telling you to go there. This is not an endorsement of it. Look, he's got his dumb shirts up there, his stupid headshots, and now he's got this ridiculous calendar. It's like he opened up a Spencer's Gifts for the broken, right? Why don't you put that as a banner on your thing, Mike? Spencer's Gifts for the broken. Yeah, that's why I said it. You think I'm saying stuff's not funny? Come on, Mike. I'm professional enough that I had to leave the country for work. That's how good I am. Like, I had to go to a different country for employment. Not like you, Stephanie Robinson.
What does that mean?
Pick where you want to go, because you work on Atlanta, and that's my favorite show ever. And you know who I was talking to about Atlanta? Sal from Impractical Jokers.
Oh, Sal. Sweet Sal.
He loves it so much.
Oh, that's really nice.
He thinks it's the best show
ever.
That's
really sweet. Thanks, Sal.
Yeah, right? Sal's a cool dude. They'll be up here performing. The IJs will be up here in Toronto.
When will they meet Sal?
Well, maybe we go to the Rogers Center or wherever they're playing. I don't know. Mike?
Yes.
Or Pat? Pat, not Mike. Pat.
Yes.
Oh, stop laughing. That cackle in the back is driving me nuts. With your sandwich. Don't you have a sandwich to ram in your mouth yet? Yeah, no. Any, we got any lines, Pat?
Yes, lines 1 through 3. Here's 2.
Hi, welcome to the best show. To whom am I speaking? All right, what is that? What are you, in a submarine? What's going on there? Am I talking to Jacques Cousteau? All right, dump this dude. This is driving me nuts.
Line one,
here we go. Best show, okay. Hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
Hello, this is John in Toronto.
John in Toronto? You mean Tom Ronto.
Yep, Tom Ronto, center of the universe.
Say it again. Say it one more time.
Tom Ronto.
Yeah. So what's up, John? What neighborhood are you in?
I'm in Davenport West.
Davenport West?
West of downtown. Not too
downtown.
Far from downtown.
What are you near? What are you near?
What am I near? I ran into Beckles the other day. Derek Beckles walking down the street. And I'm near...
So Derek Beckles walking down the street?
Yeah.
Wait, is he here? I'll reach out to him. I like Derek Beckles. You know
Derek
Beckles?
Somewhere.
Derek Beckles.
Derek did a show called Hot Package, and then he has a show called Mostly for Millennials, which is really funny.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
He did it with Eric Andre. He's
great. I like
that
guy.
He's from Toronto.
He's from Toronto?
Yes.
Yeah.
No idea.
And it all started... Oh, hi, Stephanie. It all started back with TV Carnage, which was, I guess, I don't know how he had access to all this old television stuff, but just ridiculous compilations of TV Carnage.
Yeah,
amazing.
TV Carnage was great. And then he made a pilot for it, and it was the most unerrorable thing I've ever seen. And I was like, they're not running it. Of course they're not. This is the most disturbing show I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my God. That guy's amazing.
Yeah, so tell me, John, what's going on, and what's good? What should I be doing here while I'm here? You know where I went the other day, John? You're never going to guess. I'll give you a hint. It's a huge mall.
the Eaton Center.
Yeah, I was at the Eaton Center.
Wow.
And guess what I did there? I did some eating. The Eaton Center. And you know what?
Food court.
It wasn't good. Guess where I'm at on Canadian pizza right now.
But you know what? You're from that spot, you go one way, you're in Little India. Next way, you're in Chinatown. And Toronto's yours.
I've seen all the stuff, but...
Oh, yeah.
But I needed to... look at all 78 sneaker stores in the Eaton Center. You went to the Eden Center.
I went to the Eden Center.
Just independent of myself.
Overwhelming.
Right?
I was sweating 10 minutes in.
Yeah. And it's just everybody's jammed in there.
They're just crammed.
Yeah. It's something else. The Eaton Center. And then I went and then
Where'd you eat?
I ate at a pizza place way downstairs on the bottom floor.
What was it called?
Something blah, 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 pizza.
Pizza?
Well, that's what most pizza places are.
Yeah, I guess so.
And it was like cafeteria pizza.
So just like cheese kind of like swimming on top.
Yeah. And when I was talking to my friend Emma from Toronto, I was just, because I was talking to her about pizza, and then she was saying, because I was saying, it's like, yeah, you know, pizza. Sometimes people in New York get snobby about pizza. They start saying, like, hey, you can only get the New Jersey pizza. It's no good. It's not like New York pizza. And then I was like, well, you know, I think they're a little snobby about it. And she goes, yeah, right. What's pizza? You just slap it. She's like, you just dump some sauce on some garbage. Or she said, you dump some garbage on some dough. And I was like, well, that's not exactly what pizza is either. Like, there's a middle. Somewhere in the middle we can come up with what pizza actually is. It's not that you can only get good pizza if you buy it in this 1 mile radius. And it's also just not, she said, garbage dumped on dough. So yeah. So, and I'll say this, John. Go ahead, say what you got to say, John.
Oh, what was I going to say? So many I can't remember.
Don't worry. Let's talk about Toronto. Help us out here. We're here in Toronto. Give me questions for this dude, Stephanie.
Boston Pizza.
Yeah, let's figure this pizza thing out.
Listen,
up here.
Yeah, no. Boston Pizza. Do people in Toronto think that Boston has good pizza?
It's just a big sign in their face, and neat when they're hungry.
So
no, I don't know if they think Boston.
Yeah, but it seems so proud of itself. You still, even if it's a last refuge, you don't have to name it. We're just called.
This
New
is
York
a chain,
pizza.
By the way. For those of you that don't know, Boston Pizza is a chain here in Toronto.
Yeah, Boston Pizza, and then I'm sure other people up here going like, oh boy, I sure wish we had pizza the way they have it down there in Boston. I guess this will be a little hint of what they're living with every day down there in Boston. It's like, no, what do they have there? Chowder? Is that what they do in Boston?
Yeah, they do the chowder.
Right?
Lobster roll.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, not Boston pizza.
No.
And then there's pizza.
Which is not Little Caesar's pizza.
What, John, what is Little Caesar's pizza? Do you know what Little Caesar's is?
Little Caesar's is a chain that had great commercials back in the day, but not seen around the city very much. On Davenport, uh-huh. There's an old ad from a long, long time ago, but definitely cheese sticks. That was it.
Yeah.
They're around. You got to find them.
Because you watch, and look, we're about to get to the big one. Don't worry. Uh-oh. Stephanie and I and another coworker had a dining experience second to none that we will talk about. But I was watching a commercial the other day, and it's like, pizza. It was like Little Caesars, and instead of pizza, they go hot and ready.
Oh.
Because there's a pizza. They can't say pizza.
Oh, they can't say that here. That's why it's confusing to me.
It would be like if you go to a McDonald's commercial, and they were just like, go to Burger King. like, check McDonald's out. Hey, who wants some McDonald's? Burger King rules. So it's not that. It's, yeah, so this pizza looks a little rickety up here.
Pizza Nova is your bang for your buck. It's a few dollars more than a cardboard pizza, but you're not quite at the $50 Toronto, you know, authentic Italian pizza baked in a giant oven.
Yeah. So
you have and there's a few other great places, but,
The other day, this is, we're at work, right? We're at work here. And then Stephanie says four words because we're trying to figure out what we want for dinner. She says, I want, or the second, third, and fourth word.
Taco Bell.
Yeah. That's okay.
This.
I mean, sure. Sometimes you gotta.
There's Taco, look.
I have no shame. This is not what this is about. I'm not ashamed that I said that I wanted Taco Bell.
No.
I know that I gotta.
Oh no, this is on you, John. You and yours. I eat Taco Bell every once in a while. It's great. bean and rice burrito. That's all I want. Maybe a quesadilla, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
But then we ordered this Taco Bell, right? Yeah, it was bad. It was not Taco Bell.
John, it wasn't right. I have no other way to describe it other than it just was not right.
It was strangely heavy.
Ugh, and just not crisp enough. It was just so white.
It was weird.
Big turnaround,
like
right?
Like somebody spilled bleach on it.
I have to tell you, I worked at Taco Bell for a day when I was a kid, and I quit because I wanted to enjoy Taco Bell in my life still, not actually.
So you didn't
want
to see how the Taco Bell was made?
No, man, I was coming from KFC, so I was done at that point.
Okay, John, question for you. The chicken in Canada. When I say I want chicken on something in Canada, people have been serving me what looks like ground beef. Is it normal? Are people just messing up my orders, or is it just, you guys are just grinding up the chicken?
I don't know. Where are you going? Are you in the Eaton Center food court?
I'm going to Taco Bell.
This is Taco Bell, John.
At Taco Bell, I guess they're trying to do it Mexican style, and they're failing, I guess.
Yeah, this was not good. It was not good, John. And somebody said here that my friend Stefan, who's a Toronto person, said, Eaton at the Eaton Center is the most depressing Tom Ronto thing I can think of. Franz, he keeps talking to me about Franz. Franz is only a block away.
What's Franz?
What's Franz, John?
Like a big old diner, I think, Yonge Street. I've never been there.
Big old diner on Yonge Street. Now get this, John.
If you need a diner, there's Lakeview, too. That's been around for a long time. Now, sorry, go ahead.
I went to the movies the other night. I saw Night School, right? Over at the theater on Dundas. I love talking locally about things I barely know about. You know the Cineplex over on Dundas?
Yeah.
I went to Philly Boy Roy.
Big one. The one.
Yeah, so I go there, right? And I'm sitting in the theater. And I'm watching this movie, right? And they show the trailers. Mm-hmm. And they show the trailer for Johnny English, the new Johnny English movie.
I love Johnny English.
But do you love it this much? The guy behind me went, oh bleep, and started clapping his hands when he realized it was Johnny English.
I think that was me.
That was you? I don't know. This guy was so juiced about Johnny English.
Oh, man.
Rowan Atkinson was not as excited that they were making the Johnny English movie as this guy was.
I don't know, man. It's a great franchise.
Oh, bleep. But he realized Johnny English was the thing when the trailer.
Mounting excitement.
He was stunned. It was like a dream come true for this guy that there was like a Johnny English, another one.
You know what? I will tell you, I actually saw an advertisement for it the other day, and I thought it was an old one. And then when I realized that they were coming out with a Johnny English 3, I went out of my way to Google the trailer. And the gang's back. You know?
Okay.
I've never heard of Johnny English.
You know Rowan Atkinson?
Yep.
It's him.
Okay.
As a spy. It's fine. It's good. You can't go wrong with that guy, right? Rat Race.
Yep.
Remember him in Rat Race? Right?
No.
Rat Race. 2 for Rat Race, please.
Hey, Tom.
John, what's the weirdest thing you ever said? 2 for blank, please. What would be the one that now just haunts you?
I don't know. I'm going to need a second on that. 2 for...
For me, it would probably be when I said 1 for Schenectady, New York, please. And then... thought about it, I realized, and another, I hear Mike laughing already in the back. Mike loves my stories of failure. He loves it. He loves when I fail. I have a hard time making decisions sometimes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And like, I was down in Princeton, and I'm at the theater, and I'm like, so Schenectady, New York is showing. But then there's also over at the Princeton campus, Cornel West was talking when he was still a teacher at Princeton, a professor at
mm-hmm.
Princeton. So I'm like, what am I going to do? So I go, fine, I go see Schenectady, New York, and then I buy the ticket. Then I think twice about it. And then rather than just go to the kid behind the thing, yeah, I want my money back. It didn't start yet. I'm just like, I have to go in and I have to start weaving this tail to the kid, which is my, that's my shortcoming in life. Instead, I'm always just like, I was like, hey, I just got a phone call and I got a, can I just
instead get of just saying the thing, you gotta, you gotta hey, weave the story. Yeah. Hey, sure. I've changed my mind about this.
I have to like,
this kid doesn't care.
Yeah, I'm looping this kid in. It's like the Magnificent Ambersons all of a sudden. I'm looping this kid on like four generations of story about me and my family. Hey, you know, I got a call and I need to just, I'm going to come back so you can give me a credit for the thing. I do want to see the movie. It's not that I don't want to see. And then I go to Princeton. It's sold out. Like I could not get in. I was not, a, you know, look, I'm not a student either. They're not letting me in there. And then suddenly I go back to the theater. I'm like, yeah, hi, I'm ready to see the movie. And the kid didn't remember me when I go back. Like,
no.
So I go back, I watch a half hour, got super upset watching the movie, and then left anyway. Remember that, Mike? Yeah. You like that movie, though, don't you, Mike?
Not really, no.
Yeah. What kind of movies you like, Mike?
I saw The Phantom of the Opera.
You saw The Phantom of the Opera?
Which one, the Gerard Butler one?
Lon Chaney, yes. Man, yes, Lon Chaney, the Man of a Thousand Faces. Those were the days, huh? Right? World War II. We had it all back then, right? World War I? Was it between World War I and World War II? It was the 30s. 1945? 25.
Wow.
Ay, ay, ay. Look, I'll say this. We got to start ditching these old movies. They did their thing, right? They did their job.
Yeah, what do you mean ditch?
Like, burning them.
Wiping them from the face of history?
Why not?
All right.
Get rid of them. They had their. They had
okay,
a good
so
run.
Then, okay, if we wipe those guys out, what becomes our new old movies?
The
you know, oldest, what replaces...
The Sting like, is the oldest movie we acknowledge. As a movie, right? The Sting is now considered the first movie. That work for everybody? All right, round up all these old movies. The Sting. Oh, boy. I remember my grandparents are just like, did you see The Sting? And then they go to the movies like, they would go to the movies like once every 10 years, and they're like, we saw The Sting. Great. I'm six. I don't even know what that is. Six. I wasn't even six at that point. Then they're like, we saw Tootsie like 8 years later. And then the great thing is like they went to the movies, my grandparents, and it's just like they see a movie's playing. They didn't know what was playing. They just went up to the theater and they see, oh, let's go see that. And it said Fritz the Cat, which is like an X-rated cartoon. And they thought it was Felix the Cat. So then they go in, so my grandparents, and they see just like a pornographic cartoon, and then they like left early. I assume they left early. Unless they wove a tale about that.
My mom did that with Scarface.
Oh my God.
Her friends went to see Scarface.
What's that cat doing? Like, they thought it was Felix the Cat. And I'm just like, at this point, even as like a child, I'm just like, I just want to go to them like, there's no Felix the Cat movie. That's not a viable property. They're not going to make a feature film out of that, you idiots. To my grandparents. And I say that. My grandfather was the best. My grandmother, not so much. Not a nice person. Not nice. Drove a big wedge through the family.
Yikes.
Yeah, not good. Right, Mike?
Yeah.
You don't know anything.
Is John still on the line from Toronto?
Oh, he's still there.
Don't worry. Yeah.
Hi, John.
John, hi say I want a double. Where do I go for doubles?
Like double whiskey coke? No ice?
No, not alcohol. Doubles.
Is that Trinidadian
food?
Trinidadian? I don't know where you are, but you'll find some.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You'll find some. I'm not sure what part of town you're in, but
All right, dump this dude. He's driving. You'll find them. Am I supposed to walk down Yonge Street with a sandwich board looking for doubles? Get rid of this guy. This guy's driving me nuts.
He's dumped.
He's dumped?
Yep.
All right. I want to say this also. There's this talk of this, let's see, it talked about the boxer did that. Spadina. Somebody laughed at it. I talked about that.
That's good.
Talked about the guy in the Starbucks swinging the bottle of Jones soda around. Talked about, you know what I wanted to talk about was, Canadian Thanksgiving. Right? Because for you Yankees, it's in November, and God knows what you're thankful for down there, right? You crass pigs. But up here, a simple folk, we like to give thanks.
Early October.
In our early October, we give thanks.
Before pre-Halloween thanks.
Yes. We get Thanksgiving out of the way. Then we have all our candy. Then we have the month of November all to ourselves.
Yeah.
No holidays.
Nope.
So it was Canadian Thanksgiving yesterday. And, we went to the movies. Right, Stephanie?
We did Robinson? Go to the movies. We had a good time.
Yes.
What did we see, Tom?
We saw A Star Is Born. Mike, wait till you see this. I'm telling you. It's good. Mike, it's good.
It's good. Actually good.
It's a good movie, Mike. Not kidding you. You're cause you got, you know, Bradley Cooper, that guy, Mike?
Yeah.
Like, he's all like, this movie starts, and first 5 minutes, I'm like, oh, okay. So I guess Bradley Cooper is in Kings of Leon now when it starts. Cause he's in like a rock and roll band that's kind of like,
not quite country.
No, like slightly country, but not exactly rock either.
Right. Walking that line.
What?
Outlaw country?
No, not even really that. It wasn't like a retro thing exactly. I don't think there's any music like the music he was making.
That's what I was thinking. That's really stuck with me. It's like, if I had to categorize this guy in this band, Bradley Cooper, it was not country. It was not necessarily, you know, mainstream rock and roll.
Florida Georgia Line, is that what they sound like, right?
Have you listened to
those
guys?
Is that what Jason Aldean sounds like?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. So then he's playing the thing, and then he starts talking like this, right?
Real low
like this. And then he's doing a thing.
He's like, oh, I need to find a bar.
Yeah, I need a bar. That looks like a bar over there. And he pulls into a bar. I'm not going to give the whole plot of the movie away. So then, but Mike, you should see he's talking. He talks like this whole movie, and then he meets Lady Gaga, right? Mm-hmm. And then he's like, I want to touch your nose. Can I touch your nose? Hey, can I touch you? And
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He starts touching her nose, and I laughed out loud. It was like, it was such a over the top scene. Was like, can I touch your nose? And she's like, you want to touch my nose?
It's like time slowed.
Yes. And then the music's like, meow, 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 as he's like touching her nose. I'm like, this is over the top. And then she goes home, right, Mike? Guess who her father's played by?
Oof.
You're never going to guess who played her father. Let's just say, I'll give you a hint, Mike. He called. What? Yeah. As I said, I'm going to give you a hint. He called the show a few months ago and did nothing but curse. Yeah, he saw an article about it. So he was the father, and he's really good in it.
He's excellent.
Right?
Yeah.
He didn't do any of that.
None of that.
So I'm at the bank, right? He didn't do our back. Get it? There was none of that. He left all of that behind. You think I know what this is about? I'll come back and get you in an hour. Back. Get it? None of that. And then Dave Chappelle's in it out of nowhere.
But then the real kicker.
Eddie Griffin.
Eddie Griffin.
It's like
2 seconds.
like a wordless, it's like, well, at least I know what comedy Bradley Cooper likes now.
He loves Eddie Griffin.
You just picture Bradley Cooper like, you got to hear this Eddie Griffin. Did you see
we got to bring him back.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Eddie Griffin gets the call. What? To do what now? One scene?
But the studio is also not sold, which is why it's one scene.
Yeah. It was, yeah, they're just like, what if it's in a montage? You actually don't say a whole lot. But, Mike, there's a part in this movie where he's like, dog, like this. And then he said, he's talking to his brother. He starts getting in an argument with his brother. Guess who plays his brother, Mike? Sam Elliott. And the two of them are arguing. They're just like, you son of a bitch, you sold the farm. I can't believe you sold the farm. Yeah, well, maybe I sold the farm because you were too drunk. You know, it was like the theater started to vibrate with the bass tones coming out of the two of these guys going, baby, you're too drunk and you couldn't say words. I try to pick you up. I'm done picking you up now. You don't have to pick me up no more. I'm not sick of getting you picked up. You're mad. You're just jealous of me because I got the voice. Yeah, maybe if you steal my voice, I'd be doing it. And that's the movie. Nobody has to go see it now. And his dog's in it too.
His dog was great. Stole the show.
Yes.
He's a good dog.
Who's the got callers there, Pat? All right. Are you running this thing out of a haunted house now? You change the location?
Line three.
Right?
Line three.
Line three. Wait, that's Mike. What, Pat? Pat's eating the sandwich? Pat eating the sandwich?
Yeah, Pat's getting the sandwiches.
Is line three on, Mike?
I think so.
Hello? Hi? Oh, this is bad. Mike, no sandwich.
Says it's
Pat,
on.
Take... Well, I don't hear... Do you hear somebody, Mike? I don't.
I don't hear anybody.
Oh, that's weird. You just got torched by Stephanie, Mike.
What do you say? Burnt?
Burnt.
I hit the button on the left.
What's that?
Left of the line number, right?
I can't see it, Mike. You know I'm in a different place.
That's on there, right?
Why are you?
Yeah,
it's on the left.
Now it's on air. Sorry.
Yeah. We're back.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be mean to you guys. I don't mean, you know I love the both of you. You know I love the both of you, right? I love the both of you. Like you're like brothers to me, right?
Mike left.
Mike left.
Yeah. You're online with Tom Sharpwin in Toronto.
Oh, I hate that, too. Even that. I'm so, I'm clean. No, I'm not. God love both of you. I love both of you. Yeah. Best show. Hi. Welcome.
Hey there, Tommy. I got some good news for you today.
Oh, I know who this is. Hold on. I know who this is. This is my friend, Z-Man, the guy who calls Z-Man, who's Zach Walliner. Is that true? Is this who this is?
Yes, and hi, Stephanie.
This is, guys, so let me explain this. This guy, he's the brother of Jason Walliner. He's the brother of Harry Walliner.
H-Man.
And Harry is the H-Man. Zach calls himself the Z-Man. But Zach also has an alter ego. It's kind of, it's kind of like, not a superpower. Kind of like, well, how would you describe it, Zach? Secret shame? Secret shame, is that fair? Secret shame?
No, I don't know. It's pretty public by now.
He's got a puppet.
He's got a puppet.
A purple puppet named Wally Wacky Man.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Yeah, yeah. And he does this thing. He's like, hey, it's me, Wally Wacky, right? And this puppet is, we can admit now, Zach, right?
What?
It's a failed experiment, right?
God, I hope not. I hope.
We can put it on a bit of a hiatus. How about this, Zach? How about this? $300 you sell me Wally Wacky Man.
No, I can't do it.
$300.
Can't do it.
$500.
No.
For $1,000, I get to hit Wally Wacky Man with a bat, but your hand is in him.
I'm open to that, depending on how.
Okay. Now, what do you want? What on earth could you have to say to me, Zach?
Well, you know, aside from Wally and the puppet stuff, from my calls, I think you and, you know, the people who pay attention know I'm a family man. Love my wife. And
yes, of course, we all know the story.
Yes, and
you and your child.
Yes, and now my...
Look, it was a case of mistake. I was informed, mistakenly, that you brought your six-month-old child to a screening of The Warriors. Not true.
No.
Right? That's not true. And you brought your six-month-old to a panel about The Warriors.
Well, not really a panel. It was just you stand in line and you can meet the guys and get a picture and an autograph.
She got to meet. So yeah, because your 6 month old did not watch The Warriors. That would be a horrifying thing.
No,
she only got to meet the actual in person the baseball Furies.
I don't think we got to the Furies, though. Some of them were probably represented. We got to like a few of the actual Warriors.
Okay. So, and did they clink the bottles in your kid's face? I can't remember if that happened. Did they clink beer bottles in your six-month-old child's face?
That guy was another
Warriors, little baby, come out and play. So, what, Zach, look, you know I'm teasing you. Your child is a delight. What on earth could you have to possibly tell me now?
Well, now, my children are delights.
What's that?
My children are delights now.
Your children? What does that mean? Your children? It seems like you have more than one child if you say it like that.
Yes, just last Monday, we welcomed the little boy into the world.
Oh my goodness! Well, congratulations!
Congratulations!
Thank you. Yes, he was. You know, it was kind of crazy in the middle of the night. My wife woke me up.
All right, let me see if I can guess a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess this kid's name.
Oh, my family was having some fun with that.
Okay, let me guess this kid's name. Knowing you, Ernie or Bert, is that one of the two options?
No.
Elmo?
No, not puppet related.
Dabby? No, how close am I? Hot or cold?
No, pretty cold. All my family was going in that direction. Too,
Wally, but, please tell me you didn't name your son Wally.
I wouldn't double dip like that, no.
Okay, so it's not Wally.
Well, think of my other interests. You know other things that I like.
I know you're interested in embezzling from seniors. Does that have anything to do with your fraudulent reverse mortgage scam you pull? No?
No.
Oh,
no,
what's the other interests? That's not an interest. That's
you know the stuff that I'm into. You know, aside from puppetry.
Oh yeah, because I've comic book stuff. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Please don't tell me you didn't name your kid Hulk. Did you?
No.
Please don't say there's a Hulk Walliner out there. Please no.
No.
For the love of God, don't say it was Hulk.
Alter ego name. Something more grounded.
Alter ego name. Moon Knight? What did you name your kid?
No, Harry's more than
Captain
Moon Knight,
America.
Man. No.
Captain America Walliner. That's a pretty good name, actually.
I want you to meet my son, Captain America.
I don't know why the puppet's introducing you, the kid around. What is it now? Alter ego?
Think of like their real names, not their hero names.
Oh, okay. Steve. Your kid's name is Steve.
We did consider. We were thinking, like, what about Steven Roger Walliner, but we didn't go with that.
What about Tony, like Iron Man?
No.
No? Is it Marvel?
Yes. Well, I'll say this. You know Jason's son's name?
I do.
Well, going by the name of my son, they would not get along. But hopefully that won't be the truth.
All right, this is just troubling now. Give me a hint.
Well, you know, think of
that.
That
was a weird hint, Zach.
Okay, well, I was trying to, you know. Okay,
look, I'm not judging you. I'm just saying it's a weird hint.
Think mutants. Mutants.
Mutants.
Yeah. What's a popular mutant?
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Is it the top mutant kind of?
Probably, yeah.
The top.
Does your son also share a name with one of my favorite YouTube celebrities?
Let's not go down that road.
Is your son's name? Could your son someday be in the Low Gang?
Only his own. Nothing to do with that other dude.
Logan.
Yes, Logan.
Well, that is fantastic, Zach.
Yeah. Yeah, it came in the middle of the night. My wife woke me up and we had to grab Penny and go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And he came a few weeks early, but everything turned out okay. And I was relieved. I had actually come across some old segment of yours where it was like Dr. Sharpling's baby talk. And you were saying how that was within the norm. So I was really reassured.
What was that saying? I was probably making something up. You should not have taken that as truth.
You were talking.
You should
to
actually
a
talk to an actual expert.
You know this is a comedy show, right?
You're going to take medical advice from the same person whose greatest claim to fame is pioneering vape triloquism.
Well, I will say this, though. Because he was early, he was a tiny little guy. And okay. So while we're in the hospital, listening to the nurses and doctors' advice and stuff, you know, we had to make sure, you know, he put some weight on. And because he's so tiny and he's a baby, you know, there's only one real form of nutrition for that. And, you know, he's tiny, and so his organs are also tiny. So basically, in so many words, we had to make sure that he would, I don't know if you could see where I'm going with this, but to make sure he added some weight, we had to make sure that he would drink as much milk as his little belly could hold.
Oh, yes, now I see. So you're saying that your little blessed event had to...
As much milk as your little belly could hold.
Yes, it was actually apropos because it's really true in his case. He has a tiny little belly, and we need to fill it with as much milk as it could hold to really keep on the weight. So
A question. Is that what your kid's like? I got a question.
Can I give you a hug?
Yeah. Can I give you a hug? No. Like, it seems like that 7-year-old should have been like, yeah, no.
No, I just have a question.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Why is a question...
like what is... warn a hug.
Yeah. Can I give you a hug? Brady, you clearly not getting Brady? Can I give you a hug?
Drink? I want to say this to your son right now. Put him up to the thing.
Put his head against the laptop. He's sleeping.
Seriously. No, wake him up. Wake him up. This is important.
I'm not waking him up.
I'm not joking.
I'll play the archive for him.
Wake your 5-day-old child up. Serious. Wake him up. Shake him.
Oh, no.
Shake what he's in, the cradle. Shake it. And then stick the laptop in his face. And I want to tell him. Okay, ready? Logan, I want to say to you, drink as much milk as your little belly can hold. It could be 2% milk. It could be chocolate milk. The ideal is the whole milk. But little Logan, drink as much milk as your little belly can hold. What's he doing? Is he laughing? Wait, am I bombing? This kid doesn't like me. I'm nuts about this kid. I don't hear any feedback here.
He'll like you just fine.
All right, dump this dude. Dump him. Dump him. That was not nice, but I did it. Look, am I supposed to roll the red carpet out on this guy? What, is it the royal family? I'm here with Stephanie Robinson.
Hi.
The writer.
The writer.
You write. I've talked about this ad nauseum about Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
It's my favorite show.
I don't believe it's your favorite show. Like, it's very flattering, but you have a lot of very specific interests, and I think
and that show
you might just be blowing smoke.
That show encapsulates all of them.
Oh, that's sweet.
It's funny.
It's your favorite episode of Atlanta.
My favorite episode.
This is not a trick. This is just a genuine question.
My favorite episode is.
You know what? No. I'm done. Atlanta's not the only thing I've ever written in my life. You know, what's your favorite episode of Man Seeking Woman?
The one where he found the woman. The final episode. Right? That one.
You've never watched this show, have you?
I have. I can't talk about that on the air. I had a weird run. We're not talking about that.
Okay.
But Atlanta. Okay, look. What's your favorite episode of Monk?
My favorite episode of Monk. 48
episodes of that thing.
The one where he boils the water and he brushes his teeth.
That's the credits of the show. That's in the opening credits.
Every episode then, right?
Fair enough. I got caught by that, hoisted by my own petard on that one.
Yeah, there you go.
No, the thing is, my two favorite episodes was the Teddy Perkins one,
mm-hmm.
And then the other one was the Bibby one that you wrote and were nominated for an Oscar for, an Emmy for it, not an
not
Oscar.
Not an Oscar.
Who's going to get an EGOT first, you or me?
Oof. It's tough.
I can feel this one already. You.
You think I'm going to get a Grammy before you? Everything else I have in the bag, but somehow so
you've got an EOT locked up, and I've just got a clear path.
You got a hard G.
I'm going to get nothing. The only way I get a thing is if there's any sort of contest element to it where it just like
it's all a contest
where
though.
Like there's a thing under a seat and then I have the number and they're just like the audience choice Emmy goes to section 219.
You'll get an Emmy for What We Do in the Shadows. We'll put that out into the universe.
Okay, I'll put that out.
Our mockumentary
it's
about
Emmy time,
vampires
baby. Get that Emmy. Yes. And the Emmy goes to
this is vampire Emmys.
The Vampies. You think there's a chance that we win a Vampy?
I think that there's some stiff competition.
What if we're at the Vampies?
Live from Transylvania. Yeah,
the host is... Who would be the host of the Vampies? Probably still be like Josh Gad. I like vampires. No, that's not him. That's the guy from Sex in the City.
Which one? Oh, Steve?
Yeah.
I was watching Sex in the City before I came down here.
Hey, Miranda.
Hey, Miranda. I didn't have work at the bar tonight, so I thought I'd come over and start some laundry.
Miranda,
I got a puppy.
I'm dating the governor of New York. Miranda. So, the Vampies. Hosted by Josh
hosted
Gad.
Hosted by Steve.
Hosted by Steve from Zeg. Co-hosted. What if the two of them hosted?
Okay, yeah. They have a song in the beginning.
And your hosts.
Josh Gad and Steve.
Nobody bothers to find his name out. And Steve from Sex and the City. And he comes out and they come out. They're like, let me entertain you. And they're both like,
uh-huh.
And the nominees for original vampire series.
Uh-huh. We're the only nominee.
The only nominee. And the winner is True Blood. Somehow True Blood still wins. Like, what? And we're all there. We're like, this sucks. We came to Transylvania and it didn't win. Let me entertain you. He'd be like, a lot of times award shows are very bleh, but this one's going to be exciting.
Which one says that? Is it Josh? Yeah, it's Josh. It. Okay, that's fine.
Maggie, Josh, backstage, you were saying that you had an issue about award shows. I do. A lot of them are very bleh. Really? No one's laughing at that? I came all the way from New York. You guys aren't laughing at my... Just give me something, you bums. I'll be in my trailer. Trailer.
Is that Steve?
I don't know anymore, Stephanie. They're becoming the same person, I guess. Steve and Josh Gad. Yes. That was one of the best parts of on Difficult People was that Julie had did a thing where he had his production company was Gadzooks Productions. My friend Julie Klausner. You're there in New York and I'm here in Toronto.
In Toronto. T-Town.
Right? Mike? Are you shoveling that sandwich in your mouth? Right? What did you order?
No.
Cheese steak. Imagine how rotten that studio smells now. There was one week. Were you there that week when these guys ordered wings?
I wish I was there for wings.
It was so disgusting. Julie Klausner was there, and it smelled like just like, it smelled just like wings, like rotten jerseys.
Were the wings good, though?
Were they good, Pat?
Yes.
Ugh, yeah, I knew it. That's the trade-off. So you know you have a good wing. Stank to high heaven.
These wings were gross. I didn't eat any of them. I felt like I ate them. I feel like the jacket, my track jacket still smells like wings a little bit. So Mike got a cheesesteak. What'd you get, Pat?
I got a chicken soup.
It's weird.
Are you sick, bud?
No, but I got here and felt kind of stuffy, so I just want to take some precautionary measures, you know. But thank you.
Yes, we're very concerned about you up here.
You know what else I'm concerned about up here that we haven't talked about?
What's that?
Midges.
Let me say this first of all. I hope this is what these things are called. It could be the most offensive thing, these little bugs.
Absolutely what they're called.
Right, okay. Because I was thinking about
the
other day.
Google it.
I was like, what if I'm saying
this
thing?
We got a letter.
Like I was just going to say, hey, you know, these midges are, what? No, there's these little bugs.
They're lake flies.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
In Toronto, it's the season for them. They're lake flies. They look like a cross between a regular fly and a mosquito.
There's hundreds of them.
This town is covered in midges.
It's rotten with midges.
It's
Toronto.
I mean, I think I inhaled like two today. Easily.
Oh no, I'm sure.
Easily.
We had to go around looking at stuff for the show, and then we were on a rooftop, and it was
there was stagnant water, and it was Midge City. Midge civilization. Not even city. It was just like a whole civilization of midges.
Yeah. So I say to you, people of Toronto, when did the midges go away? Come on. Do something about this. If you came down to my neck of the woods, you had a problem with the thing, I'd get you some bug spray. Where's my midge spray? Is the best show meeting its Canadian content requirements? I don't have to do CanCon up here, my friend. This is an American enterprise. American LLC here, broadcasting from abroad. I'm not doing this. It's not CanCon. Do you know what CanCon is?
It's CanCon.
CanCon is that it's Canadian content. It makes sure that in the broadcast elements that there is a percentage of Canada generated content. Like on the radio, there would be X amount of bands that were from Canada played on
the
radio.
I see.
And I guess that's because there was a government the affiliation with the radio stations. So that's how sometimes people always talk about CanCon, and that's. Uh-huh. That's why on SCTV, Bob and Doug McKenzie, they were supposed to be doing CanCon, is why they had their dumb show. Like, cause they're just like, they were giving it to like two idiots to provide like a quota of Canadian content.
Just Canada stuff.
But they had nothing to do or say except drink beer on television.
Okay.
So that's what that was. And now we're hearing these midges though. It's sick. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like I'm getting, it's a health challenge here sometimes, right?
The midges?
Between the midges and the paint chips. And the we're checking places out for things.
We went to a location, like first day. There's something in our lungs. We've been touched in some way, whether it's metaphysical or physical. I think that we have not been able to shake whatever we saw in that house.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it should have been knocked down, but still there. And then people are like, this is the house where they filmed It.
It was the Niebuhr house.
Yeah, so.
Where they filmed It.
Yeah. Mike?
Yeah.
I know why I'm asking you. Somebody wants to know if midges are the new cicadas. No.
No.
Cicadas are dumb, but they're huge. Do you like cicadas?
I'm into a cicada.
Oh, when they come up in New Jersey, I'm so grossed out by cicadas.
Do you see a lot of them? I mean, they're just like, you know.
They come out of the ground, and you're crunching everywhere you go.
Yeah.
And then there's people eating them.
Who's eating a cicada?
They're cooking them.
Who's cooking a cicada?
It's a thing. People cook them.
Okay. Well, I would. Here's the thing. I would eat a cicada before I ever ate a midge.
Well, you already ate a midge on that rooftop. The midges were. You mean. By choice, eat a midge. Because we were all...
Now, you floated an idea on the roof. Uh-huh. Midge Man.
Superhero Midge Man.
A Canadian superhero named Midge Man.
Shows up twice a year, spring and autumn.
Yeah.
And does he become a midge?
Is he made of midges, or does he become a midge, or does he can just control the midges?
He controls midges. He's a superhero 10 months of the year. He has no powers. He just has to be like, oh, you better look out. Like if he sees like a bad guy, he's like, and it's like July. He's like, oh, I got your number, buddy. August, like, October comes around. Your goose is cooked, fella. I'm telling you, you better knock off your shenanigans. Cause if you're doing that in October, I could turn midges against you. And the guy's like, yeah, what are you going to do, right. Midge Man?
Right.
It's May. You can't do anything.
But I enjoyed your catchphrase. Midges assemble. You called them to assemble in the shape of a man.
Shape of Midge.
Yes. All right. Yes. Shape of Midge. Shape of man. Midge shape of man.
Shape of Midge. Yes. Put a call, Mike. Pat,
yep.
Give me a call.
Here's line one.
Line one, hi. Hello.
Line one, you're on with Tom.
Hello, Brady.
Hi. Okay.
All right, here's line two.
Even the kid says milk.
Milk.
Hello?
The kid says, that's milk. And then this grown adult saying milk.
Milk, but he's breathing it out like, milk.
To whom am I speaking? Hello?
Oh, hello. This is Chris from Toronto.
All these Toronto calls. Chris from Toronto. Do I know this Chris?
No, I don't know you. I'm just a fan. Okay.
Well, now
all.
You do. What's up, my friend? You're here with me and Stephanie Robinson.
Hello, Stephanie.
Your newest
hello,
survivors.
Tom. I just
What's
wanted
that?
To... Hello?
Hey! Pick it up. Come on, maple syrup.
Can you hear me? Sorry, I went a little bit silent there. I just wanted to welcome
Don't
you
worry.
To Toronto. And, also, I wanted to give you some pizza suggestions and to answer your question about where to get a double.
Well, first of all, what's the deal with the midges? Answer that.
The midges is a temporary problem. You just kind of caught it at the wrong time. Like, within a day or so, that will never happen again until, like, suppose next year or something like that. I don't know exactly what the cycle is, but their lifespan is, like, 48 hours, if it's that. Like, you can probably see how lethargic they are. Like,
a lot of midges.
But by tomorrow, they'll all be they're just going to be a heap, like a pile of midges. It'll be blown away in the wind come tomorrow, I think. Something like that. It's nothing more than a week, I think, or
no,
a few days.
Look,
one day.
No. I don't care if a midge lives to be 48 hours long. They're not all born on the same day, is what I'm saying. New ones show up.
They kind of are, though. They sort of, like, show up all at once, and then they all die at once, and then it's over. And I think we just hit it. I think it might be because it became, like, super hot for some reason for one day.
Okay.
Today was pretty warm, I gotta say.
Okay, so where do I get the doubles?
Okay, so doubles, I would suggest going to Kensington Market. There's a place called Golden Patty. And that'll be where you could get some of the best, just like legitimate patties, doubles, cocoa bread, and other items of that type.
What is the origin of that food? Is it Trinidad?
Yes, it is. Yes, it's called Golden Patty, and it's right on Baldwin Street in Kensington Market. I would generally suggest just like trying to add Kensington Market to your Toronto sort of routine for your groceries and stuff. It'll give you a good sense of the city, I think. I don't know where you're. Can I ask what neighborhood you're living in?
No, you may not.
No.
Sorry.
That's fair. Well, if you're anywhere near Kensington Market or St. Lawrence Market, adding those two things just like, you know, to answer the question of how do I get groceries in the city, it's a really nice way to do stuff in Toronto, I suppose. Those two places are
also
kind of special in the city.
I went to a grocery store today. You'd think a hurricane was rolling through. The line at the thing was like 40 deep waiting to buy stuff. It was like a panic.
What store was it? Was it like a chain store or something? Or I don't know.
It was a grocery store.
Yeah, it was
like a
full-on
chain?
You, it took 20 minutes to get to the register.
It was longer than that.
Yeah.
It could be
21 minutes to get to the register.
23
minutes. Like I said, a whole 23 minutes to get to the register.
It might be because my assumption is that it's because it's the day after Canadian Thanksgiving. So yesterday everything was totally closed. Today everything got slammed. But generally, like, places like Kensington and St. Lawrence Market aren't
What did you do for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
We have turkey, potatoes. It's pretty much a carbon copy of American Thanksgiving, except it's at a different time.
Uh-huh.
And it's not related to Christopher Columbus, I suppose.
Did you watch Star Wars all day?
No, I went and I visited my family and we ate turkey and just sort of did the whole family thing.
All I did was watch Star Wars for like a day and a half. They were running Star Wars nonstop.
Television.
Yeah.
That's a good Thanksgiving, I suppose.
Yeah. And the thing is with the Star Wars, right? Star Wars. You know what I came away from this realizing? It's not that good. I don't think any of them are good. I think all the movies are faulty.
I haven't seen the last two, actually. I kind of checked out.
You mean the ones they just made?
Yeah. Tom's
talking about the OG Star Wars.
I'm talking about Star Wars.
Oh, like
right?
Star Wars.
Because look,
period.
Get this. It's George Lucas, right? He's a sick dude. He's got no problem. He alters. Oh, let's make sure there's a thing here, and it goes, and the Han doesn't shoot first, and all that stuff. Guy's got no problem still having the Luke and Leia kiss. He couldn't fix that digitally. Brother and sister making out. Little weird.
You mean like he couldn't CG out the crime that they commit there?
Yeah, no, the guy was changing every element of everything digitally. He still leaves that in. Now we know what goes on in his, right? Isn't it weird that in Ferris Bueller, guy's like, oh, now we know what goes on in that family. And then that's the guy who got arrested for, for being a, for child pornography. It's like, physician, heal thyself. If I was on that set, that's what I would have said. Physician, heal thyself. And I know those are harsh words, but you know me. I speak truth to power.
Sure.
Yeah, so you had that's where I get the doubles. And then what was the other thing you were going to help me out with now?
I got a couple suggestions for some pizza places for you to check out.
Is one called Pizza?
I was totally. Pizza? Yeah, I would avoid Pizza Pizza. I mean, it's a good solution to like a problem at 4 a.m. when you drank too much, but as just like a place to go eat food, I would just steer clear of it. I would also suggest steering clear of Boston Pizza. It's a weird Toronto anomaly. It's like there's also some kind of sandwich place called San Francisco's, and I don't really understand what that means either.
I think San Francisco's. You know those legendary San Francisco sandwiches?
Yeah.
I know they have sourdough, but
honey,
like,
we're in San Francisco.
I don't know.
We got to get the sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to.
I think once you cross the border,
we get one of them
like
San Francisco sandwiches. So what? So avoid San Francisco's and Boston Pizza.
No,
pizza.
That's a good,
so the good stuff is
shop.
What?
But yeah, so the good stuff is my favorite is Maker Pizza. There's one right off of Spadina Avenue.
Yeah, not Spadina. I got laughed out of the building for saying Spadina. Maker?
Maker, yeah, Maker. They also have good sandwiches there. They have like a meatball sandwich, and they have some other kind of like deli type sandwiches. They're
pretty
good.
Don't give Mike any ideas. he's got access to the petty cash there while I'm not around. I'm telling you, Mike. Hey, hold on, Mike. You keep your mitts off that petty cash. Yeah, keep your mitts off it. I got that thing figured to the nickel. You can watch your step all sick Vinny Paz on you. I'll tell him you fell asleep during the movie. Right, I did already. So, Maker's Pizza.
Maker's, another one that's good is north of Brooklyn. There's a couple locations. There's a really good one. There's a north of Brooklyn inside a really good bar called Get Well. I think someone last week recommended to you Communist Daughter as like a place to go have a drink or hang out.
Yeah,
Get Well is right beside that, and inside Get Well, which is a good place to just grab a beer. And there's also, oh yeah, they have pinball tables there, so you'll enjoy it. There's pinball tables, there's good beer, and there's also north of Brooklyn inside there, and all that is good.
I went to a pinball place a few days ago, over near Kensington Market. I went to a pinball place.
Right.
Yeah. It was fun. So
yeah, there's a couple of good pinball places. Or I think like three really good ones in Toronto.
Where can I find? Okay,
although
thank you.
I can't. Right, I can't think
dude.
Of them off the top of my head. Bye.
No, yeah, Pat.
Sir.
Who else we got on the line? Anybody?
Yeah, we got two calls. Two or four?
Give me four.
Live on four.
Hi, you're here with me and Stephanie Robinson. What's up?
Hey, Tom. It's Stephen in Halifax, your Pleasure Island correspondent.
Stephen in Halifax. Now, this is the guy. Wait, are you the guy on Twitter who tweeted at me tonight?
Yes, that's me, repping Franz.
So, yeah. So basically, here in Toronto... Mm-hmm. And you're telling me what now?
It's purely nostalgia for me. It's like it's a restaurant. It's been around for like 80 years or something like that. Like I think it opened in 1940, and it's like this just this downtown pancake house type diner place that Glenn Gould used to hang out in.
Yeah, Andy Kindler said I have to make a reservation. Is that him being funny? Is this part of his act? I don't understand.
He said, it's not
make
very,
sure
it's,
you
no,
get reservations if you want to go to France. Try the pancakes.
It's not very exclusive. I, They have good waffles. I like waffles there. You can't get good waffles in Halifax, so I got to go to France. Okay. And but I used to go there when I was a kid, and then when I was a teenager, like running away to Toronto, my first trip to as a solo guy, and it was in the days when there was like nothing open late in Toronto. Toronto used to shut up its doors pretty early, and France was like one of the few places that was open all night, and you just go there and drink bottomless cups of coffee and get existential with your friends.
So France is where it's at. What about air hockey? Where can I find air hockey?
Ooh, Eaton Center. I don't know.
I can't go back to the Eaton Center.
No one can go back to the Eaton Center.
What am I supposed to do back there again?
If you got out, you can't go back in.
Right?
Everyone else that you see there is trapped.
It's the scariest mall. It was super intense.
People's eyes were just like, it was just like 1,000-yard stare, glazed, like hurt, like just like gerbil eyes.
Maple,
you know what I mean?
It's like the Dawn of the
Not
Dead
maple,
mall.
Right?
Maple glaze, just gerbil maple glazed eyes.
Yeah, they were. You don't hang out at the Eaton Center, do you, Stefan?
Me? No, not in years. They used to have record stores and stuff in there, but not anymore. Yeah. So.
Exactly. What am I supposed to do? Hang out at Indigo's?
What is that?
It's the Barnes and Noble.
Ugh! Everyone had Indigo bags. Everyone lives it there.
Yeah. People love their Indigo's.
Getting their Margaret Atwood books and their
Michael
and Dante.
My friend, dump this dude.
Dumped.
Final call, and then I gotta wrap it up because we're doing these endless days.
It's a long work schedule.
Long days.
Long days.
Yeah.
Your call.
That's what you sacrifice to quality.
That's why it's called work.
That's why it's called work.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, Mike. Right? How was work this past week, Mike? We usually talk about this stuff off air. Not good. All right, I'm bored with this already. Let's take this final call.
We need to have the final call at 201-332-3484.
Oh, please. I don't need a final call.
Oh, okay.
I want to say, look, we're doing a thing here. We're getting we're figuring out how to run the show from abroad, and it's going to keep figuring out. It's going to keep getting better. I'm going to bring all Canadian friends up here over the next good stretch while I'm here. And I am happy to be here, and I appreciate everybody who is listening, and the best show will keep going. We will keep it going, and Pat, get the song ready. Do you have that song ready?
Oh, it's ready, yeah.
Oh, it's ready, okay. Because I say to you, my friends, hold on, I got to get my songs ready. Oh. I say to you, wait, I don't have this ready. Doing all this, it's hard by remote. Another call. Final call. Okay. Final call. First of all, let me thank my friend Stephanie Robinson.
Oh, of course. Thanks for having me on here.
Yes.
I'm sure I'll be back.
Yeah.
Since we're here.
I'm sure I'll see you at work.
I hope you will.
So, this final call, is it on?
Live.
Hi, best show. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, Tom, is this me here?
You're here with me and Stephanie Robinson. Who's this?
This is Cassius, Tom.
Who?
Cassius.
Cassius. Oh, hey, how are you?
Hey, all right. Can you hear me all right? I'm wearing headphones. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you okay, yes.
I was listening to the half hour power the other night while I was working.
The best show, post show.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys got on this hilarious, track talking about, Mike watching Taxi Driver like 3 times in one day.
Yeah, cause Mike was on a tear. He kept watching the movie Taxi Driver over and over, which is, if I've ever heard a cry for help, that is it. Right? Because the movie is about a lunatic, right? Right, Mike? Right?
It's got I thought you should hear the perspective from an actual taxi driver, maybe. Mike's totally right when he brings up the weirdness of the very open the opening scene. The thing I always thought was really hilarious was that Travis, he doesn't even seem to want the job. He just says, basically, I have insomnia. I can't sleep, so I might as well just drive around just the city all night. He doesn't even seem to need employment, really.
Do you think Mike has it in him to be a taxi driver?
I
love the city. Bayonne. The city. The scum. The dogs. The filth. Someday. What'll happen, Mike?
A real rain.
A real rain will wash over this city. And wash it all away. Someday, Mike. Fingers crossed. Dare to dream. It'll be you in that cab driving around Bayonne. Mike, maybe this is the thing we've been waiting for. I know we pitched Naked 2 for a while, the remake of the Mike Lee movie. What if we do Taxi Driver 2? Taxi Driver 2, Port of Call Bayonne. AP Mike, a package shows up in the mail. He finds a combat jacket, like a fatigues, and it's, Dear Mike, this is from your Uncle Travis. Wear it well. And Mike puts the jacket on. Next thing you see Mike in the mirror. You talking to me? And then he's in the cab driving around Bayonne. He picks up George Railroad Martin, Bayonne resident, George R.R. Martin. And he does the Scorsese scene in the back, all gacked out of his gourd, right? Yeah, and they want me to write these books. And they keep trying to pressure me to do the books. I can't stand it. I finished the thing. The TV series is almost done. I still didn't write that one book everybody's waiting for. Right? Then Mike's hanging out at the Quick Check that's solar powered. And that would be him hanging out with the other cabbies. And then finally he gets a plot in his mind because he sees that dude who runs, there's a dude who runs around Bayonne dressed in a superhero costume who calls himself Captain Bayonne. And Mike hates him. He's almost
it's
run
like
him
a
over.
Homemade one?
Yeah, it's one of these local superheroes, yeah, these losers who,
yeah.
Right?
Like a freak.
But he like promotes like eating well.
Oh, come on.
He would not like you. You'd be a villain because you'd just be like, hey, let's go to Taco Bell.
I think I want Taco Bell.
Yeah, and he'd be like, you don't want Taco Bell.
Punch him in the face.
Yeah, you'd punch him in the face. So
he's like Captain Health Nut.
Yes, and then Mike, we made Mike a costume. We literally made Mike a costume called Dr. Cronut, a superhero costume that Mike wore and confronted this guy. Remember that, Mike? Those were simpler times back then when you were dressed as a superhero confronting Captain Bayonne. I'm Dr. Cronut, and I'm here to... Boy, those days are over.
Woof.
Yes. So... Cassius, I guess what Mike is trying to ask you is for a ride along. He wants to know if he could be in the cab with you for the entirety of your shift.
Like the movie.
Like the movie Ride Along.
And Ride Along 2.
And Ride Along 2. Maybe this could be Ride Along 3.
This could be it.
What if this was Taxi Driver 2, : Ride Along 3?
Yeah.
The two franchises meet.
That'd be great. He's more than welcome to...
All right, dump this dude. Cassius, I love you, but I got to go, buddy. I got to go. I love you. I got to go. So I say to you, my friends, I'm here in Toronto. I will be back soon, but not soon. But we will do the best show one way or another. My Toronto friends are going to come on, and we're going to have a good time. And then before you know it, the kid's back in New Jersey, and it's as is. But right now, it's not as is, but we'll figure it out. And trust me, I banked a lot of shows. We got all those Friends things that are in the bank now. I'm still recovering from recording 10 of those things in a row.
Jesus.
And go to apmike.bandcamp.com. And check out The Cave record is out in a couple weeks on Drag City, dragcity.com. I'm glad we got to play the premiere of that tonight. The album's called Always, and the song was called Bo. And... Pat,
Yes.
Countdown countdown for five to play the song. So I say to all of you, thank you for listening. We will be back next week on The Best Show. Thank you to Stephanie Robinson for coming by.
Thank you.
My friend.